Av deposits drop $15 billion as kelp exploit drives. DeFi flight. Av's total supplied balances have dropped by around $15 billion since the Kelp DAO bridge exploit on April 15th, Cointelegraph reported on April 25th. The fall lines up with a week of steady withdrawals as depositors reduced exposure to RICE ETH and to any asset that touched the Kelp bridge before the $292 million drain. At the time of writing, BTC is 70 HTC or $123 for 3.8% over 24H. And ETH Alphin is 2015, plus 4.4%, with the Fear and Greed Index sitting at 63. The broader market has actually pushed higher this week, which makes the AVI-specific exit more striking. Capital is not fleeing crypto. It is leaving one protocol. The numbers behind the $15 billion drop, Cointelegraph's reporting references, supplied balance figures from DeFi Llama. Supplied balance on a lending protocol is the gross amount of collateral and lending deposits users have parked across all of Aave's chains and markets. That is different from net TVL, which subtracts borrowed positions. Earlier this week, we covered a $6 billion TVL decline. The $15 billion figure is the larger gross outflow, and it tells a cleaner story about how many depositors actually pulled. Before April 15th, Aave's supplied balance across V3 and V4 sat near all-time highs. By April 22nd, the same dashboards showed balances trimmed to levels last seen in early March. That covers 6 weeks of net inflows, erased in a week. Why RSETH is the quiet driver. The mechanical cause is RSETH. Kelp's liquid restaking token was widely used as Aave collateral, especially on Arbitrum and Mainnet. When the Kelp bridge was drained, Aave's risk team froze RSETH markets to stop borrowers from minting against potentially compromised backing. The freeze stayed in place even after Kelp confirmed RSETH was still fully redeemable. Frozen markets do not liquidate positions. They do not seize collateral. But they do prevent borrowers from adding or removing RSETH. And they make treasury desks nervous. Many large lenders responded the way any risk-aware allocator would, by pulling adjacent assets first, then unwinding leveraged STETH and WSTETH positions, then reducing stablecoin deposits that had been earning yield on the same platform. The exit is not limited to restaking tokens. Justin's Sun-linked wallets pulled $274 million in USDT during the first 48 hours after the freeze. They are one protagonist in a longer list of depositors who decided the convenience of staying in Aave no longer outweighed the optionality of being elsewhere. What the $15 billion tells us about DeFi lending Aave remains the largest on-chain money market by a wide margin. A $15 billion supplied balance reduction does not threaten its solvency. What it does is puncture the idea that sticky DeFi deposits are a durable moat. Depositors moved in less than a week. No governance vote forced them out. No liquidation cascade scared them out. They left because a bridge on a different protocol got drained, and that was enough. For anyone thinking about where to park stablecoins or staked ETH, the episode is a reminder that lending protocol yield is also a claim on a basket of collateral risk decisions made by that protocol's risk committee. When those decisions force a freeze, the yield disappears until the freeze lifts. And so does the ability to exit cleanly. Where the money appears to be going, part of the $15 billion landed on rival lenders. Morpho and Spark have both reported deposit inflows this week, though neither has published a public figure that matches the scale of Aave's outflow. A portion went to stablecoin issuers directly, with depositors preferring treasury-backed yield from an off-chain counterparty over smart contract lending exposure. Some of it went to cold storage, and some of it, based on the $80 million ETH laundering trail through Thorchain, is still being moved by the attacker. For card users who earn yield on stablecoin balances through platforms that deposit into Aave in the background, this is worth watching. A protocol-level yield cut or liquidity crunch at Aave would likely show up first in the APY on stablecoin-backed card products that route through lending markets.